Molloy's budget director says 2013 capital gains taxes collected are hundreds of millions of dollars below what had been anticipated. Molloy says this means the state doesn't have the money to provide a tax refund or to make the supplemental pension payment he had proposed in January. But Molloy defends making the tax refund proposal.
I happen to firmly believe and still believe when we have lots of money come in, well in excess of what we otherwise predict, that should be shared with taxpayers.
Molloy blamed the setback on the expiration of former President George W. Bush's tax cuts on January 1, 2013. He says that prompted many taxpayers to claim investment income in 2012. House Minority Leader Larry Caffaro, a Norwalk Republican, doesn't buy the explanation.
How in God's name can a $55 tax rebate plan have something to do with George Bush? It is beyond my comprehension. You screwed up, you did the wrong thing, take it on the chin and move on.
The Molloy administration is currently negotiating a final budget agreement with leaders of the Democratic-controlled General Assembly. Ebong Udama, WSH News.